In the lunchtime edition, classes resume at Good Shepherd Primary following yesterday's sick out by teachers. Investigations identify the cause of environmental issues that forced the continued suspension of face-to-face classes at Lester Vaughan Secondary. Meantime, the BUT calls for a probe into alleged mold infestation at a third school, St. Stephen's Nursery. Major repairs to commence tomorrow on Highway 1 as government accelerates its road paving program, and Barbados makes almost a clean sweep of the Anthony Sabga Caribbean Awards of Excellence. Good afternoon, I'm Stetson Babb. This is the latest. Well, classes have resumed at the Good Shepherd Primary School as teachers returned to school after an apparent sick out yesterday. 18 teachers had called in sick, forcing the school to close. This follows last Friday's incident where reports of a male teacher threatening his co-workers online led to the Barbados Police Service being called in and classes being suspended. Communications consultant with the Ministry of Education, Gaynell Marshall, tells Starcom Network News a meeting had been held with the teachers and their union and classes resumed as normal.
The teachers of Good Shepherd Primary School returned to school today, and this after a meeting was convened last evening by Chief Education Officer Dr. Ramona Archer Bradshaw with the teachers of Good Shepherd Primary School to hear their concerns stemming from last Friday's incident. At the end of the meeting, the Chief Education Officer gave certain assurances to the staff, resulting in them being more comfortable returning to the classroom, and regular classes resumed from today.
The Ministry of Education's Gaynell Marshall, the president of the Barbados Union of Teachers, Rudy Lovell, says teachers are a lot more comfortable following the discussions with the ministry.
At this point in time, we can say that the staff are in a better position now, having heard from the Ministry of Education exactly what is going on at the school and what remedies they have to deal with the situation. Counseling is being provided today to those teachers who are in need of counseling.
That's the president of the BUT, Rudy Lovell. Meantime, testing at the Lester Vaughan Secondary School revealed a sewage system is the source of at least some of the environmental issues there. The school has been affected by long-standing environmental problems, and last week it was closed after more than 30 teachers reported feeling ill. Yesterday, the school was closed at noon with classes continuing remotely for the rest of the week, while remedial action is taken to address the issues. Mr. Lovell says the test validates the teachers' concerns.
Reports suggest that the sewage system has some leaks or cracks in it, and they may have contributed to the ill health of teachers at the school. We want to thank those persons who would have commissioned the testing of the sewage system, because it vindicates the teachers who many persons were of the opinion were not ill or did not have a reason to be ill. But the test shows that there's something wrong with the system and it may be contributing to the ill health of teachers. Reports suggest that school had been closed this week to allow for remedial work to be carried out. Whether or not that remedial work will be completed in time is left to be seen.
Teachers at the St. Stephen's Nursery School are calling for environmental testing to be done after suspected mold was discovered in the school hall. First Vice President and Chair of the Occupational Safety and Health Committee of the BUT, Julian Pierre, says industrial cleaning was done over the weekend. However, the staff is concerned that there was no prior testing to determine the environmental challenges, and they want tests carried out to ensure the environment is safe.
Normally, in cases where there is something in the environment that is suspected to be harmful, there would be a pre-environmental test to see what is the status of the environment, the air quality, etc. Then they do the industrial cleaning, and then there's a post-test done. So without the pre-test, the staff was unsure as to what is going on in the environment regarding the suspected mold. However, Mr. Vaughan and his team did the cleaning over the weekend. So the staff is asking for a post-test now to be sure that within the environment is clean and safe.
Mr. Pierre indicates teachers are not comfortable with classes continuing, especially in the school hall, and the union awaits an update from the ministry.
In the school hall with the soft stone buildings, and we know the saga relating to the soft stone buildings where once you get moisture in the walls, you don't have the paint stain on the walls, you would get the conditions for mold growth. So they're asking for the post-environmental test to be sure that it is safe to be in the main hall at this time. At present, school is going on. The staff is not comfortable. I communicated this to the chief education officer yesterday. I'm awaiting an update from her.
The BUT's Julian Pierre in the Lunchtime Edition. Road repairs scheduled to commence tomorrow on Highway 1 as the government accelerates its maintenance program. Senior Information Officer at the Ministry of Transport and Works, Shamko Pile, says the roads from Spikestown roundabout to Whole Town will be resurfaced under the accelerated mill and pave program. She stresses the focus is on improving the road surface.
MTW's contractor CO Williams will do the work at night to minimize disruption, and that will be from 7:30 p.m. to 6:30 a.m. Now, it's important to note that the accelerated mill and pave program is a maintenance program. Reconstruction, which includes things like drainage works, upgrades to the road design, infrastructure and utility mains, or replacement of utility mains, that will not be done at this time on Highway 1. The accelerated mill and pave program focuses primarily on improving the road surface and extending the longevity and the durability of the road to prevent further deterioration to the subbase.
Shamko Pile of the Ministry of Transport and Works. Well, Barbados has scored a major achievement, making an almost clean sweep of the awards in this year's Anthony Sabga Awards for Caribbean Excellence. The Sabga Awards, the Caribbean's most prestigious awards program, are privately funded by the Ansa McCall Foundation. The laureates in the annual awards are deemed to represent the very best of the Caribbean region in the categories arts and letters, entrepreneurship, and science and technology. Each winner receives a cash prize of $500,000 or the equivalent, unless the award is shared, as happened in one case this year. This year, Dr. Stefan Walcott won for arts and letters. The most honorable, Kerry Ann Eiffel, won in the category of public and civic contributions. And Dr. Morris Canterbury is the joint laureate for science and technology. The laureates were announced this morning by Maria Superville Nielsen, Program Director of the ANSA Caribbean Awards, and Professor Compton Bourne, Chairman of the Regional Eminent Persons Panel.
For his contributions to the reimagining, preservation, and elevation of Caribbean music, Dr. Hugh Stefan Walcott of Barbados is our Arts and Letters Laureate for 2024. For an illustrious track record of empowering people with disabilities through her advocacy for legislative and educational improvements, Ms. Kerri-Ann Eiffel is our Public and Civic Contributions Laureate for 2024. For his modeling of infantile spasms, ongoing research into the causes of epilepsy and the salutary effects of that research on Caribbean people, Dr. Morris Scantlebury is our joint laureate in science and technology for 2024.
Chair of the Local Nominating Committee for Barbados, Dr. Angela Alling, notes the significance of the achievement.
This is a huge achievement for Barbados because, as you would have heard, in the life of the awards, Barbados has only won 4 awards so far, whereas other countries have won multiple awards. So out of the 7 awards we have now won this year, we have won 3 out of the total of 7. That is a huge achievement for Barbados. But as chair of the committee, I would say that the quality of the awardees we had this year were excellent, and that in itself speaks to why we had almost a clean sweep. I want to first of all congratulate all of the awardees from Barbados, and I want to thank the committee for their hard work this year, and I want to invite persons who are eligible for the awards from Barbados to send in their nominations this year.
That's Dr. Angela Alling, the chair of the Local Nominating Committee for the Anthony Sabga Caribbean Awards. of Excellence. Our top stories. Classes resume at Good Shepherd Primary following yesterday's sick-out by teachers. Investigations identify the cause of environmental issues that forced the continued suspension of face-to-face classes at Lester Vaughan Secondary. Meantime, the BUT calls for a probe into alleged mold infestation at a third school, St. Stephen's Nursery. Major repairs to commence from tomorrow on Highway 1 as government accelerates its road paving program. Barbados makes almost a clean sweep of the Anthony Sabga Caribbean Awards of Excellence this year. The Lunchtime Edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.